gotta get this other track queued up for you. We're having a little bit of technical difficulties. Stay with me. We're right here, people. Don't go anywhere. Oh, come on. I promise you it'll be worth it. I promise, I promise, I promise. All right, there we go.
Okay, we are winding things down here. Gonna make way for 6 Degrees with Alan and his special edition of a special edition called Ask Alan. We ended the show today with George Wright by the beautiful sea. Banda Los Chirimoyitos gave us YMCA. Leonie Evans did Du Rêve. Babe Rainbow in there with Peace Blossom Boogie. Kelly Stultz with the lovely Birdie Singing. Ethel Kane with a big hit from 1923. Man, I'm so out of touch about big pop hits from the last few years. That's a great one, American Teenager. And we started the set with Eleni Mandel, I Belong to Someone New. Right here on WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. This is Monica. I've been sitting in for Mona. Mona will be back in 2 weeks. Amanda Nazario will be keeping her seat warm next Friday. So, lots of great stuff ahead. And I'll be back with you, I don't know when, but in the meantime, have a beautiful rest of summer, and hope to see you in the fall. Okie doke. Adios.
Okay, let me get these phones on. My name is Alan. Thank you, Bucci. Yes, this is yet another episode of Ask Alan. Advice on any topic except real estate. I don't care if you're buying a house. Why am I giving advice? Beats me. I'm not qualified. I'm officially an unqualified purveyor of advice. However, my boy Tico is here for inspiration. And the phone number is 201-209-9368. Let me put that on the comments board. A fantastic fill-in by the great Monica. Another amazing show. Got to listen to that while I was writing down some bullet points for Ask Alan. So here we are again. 201-209-9368, 201-209-9368. Oh, look, already.
I'm calling.
Hello, you're on the radio.
Hey, how are you today, Alan? It's Mark from Atlanta.
Atlanta, Mark from Atlanta. How's it going? How can I help you?
I'm good. Hey, so we just got our dog, Elliot, spayed. She's going to have the cone on for about a week. So just some ways to keep her entertained because she's very depressed.
Wow, what a timely call. So Tico broke. We've had a rough week because... So I have a dog, Tico. You may or may not know. I don't know how...
Often. Oh, no, I've met her.
Oh, you met Tico? Tico's a boy.
Yeah.
You met him. Just kidding. So he broke a toenail, but all the way down at the same time that I brutally pulled my back out and could barely even walk. And I had to make it to the vet. And then my vet cut the nail too low and really kind of injured him even worse. So he needed a cone at the same time that I couldn't even move to keep him entertained.
That's unfortunate.
It was rough. And it's the same time that his the dog, they've spent all of their lives together since they were 4 months old, and she's on vacation for 2.5 weeks, so it's the first time he's been without her. He thinks she's dead or something. And now he's got this injury. I'm injured. I can't move. I'm better now. He's better now. But he had to wear that cone. And so you're in a better situation than me. You're mobile, right? You could get around. So, and you're the thing is, you have to keep. What's your dog's name?
Just something to keep her entertained, because we're not supposed to even bring her outside other than to just go potty.
No, I said, what's your dog's name, though?
Oh, I'm sorry, I missed that. Her name is Ellie.
Ellie, okay. And so, I mean, the main thing is Ellie's going to be bored, and Ellie has to deal with that. Tico, when he was really young, he swallowed a part of a tennis ball and had to have a major surgery, and he was only like 7 months old. And the only important thing right now is keeping Ellie safe, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so, I mean, if there are non-physical activities you could do with the dog, so maybe it's a good time to, I guess it's kind of hard to train a dog to do new tricks when they have the cone on. They just don't want the cone on. So I think
and anytime the cone hits something, it's scary to them.
That is scary. So I think it's a lot of affection and keeping them space, keeping them comfortable and letting them know that you're there for them, and a lot of cuddling and just generally maybe more walks than usual, safe walks.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because what were you going to say?
Oh, no. I mean, we have to keep the walks to a minimum because we can't even bring her outside too much, the vet said.
Oh.
And we only have, she's going to be on sedatives for 2 more days, so we don't know what it's going to be like when she doesn't have those anymore.
It really sucks because you can't explain to a dog. Like, I can't say to Tico, she's going to be home tomorrow, I promise, and you have to wear that cone because of this. They can't make that association.
Mm-hmm.
So it sucks. So I think it's really like, you know, that's part of being a dog owner is like right now your responsibility is to keep Ellie safe and comfortable and knowing that you're there for her. So a lot of more affection, and I don't even know about the treats because it might be that Ellie's not supposed to eat more than normally because you don't want her pushing harder to poop more, right? So I think it's a lot of love, a lot of affection, and a lot of time with Ellie while you're watching TV or reading your book, having her close by. But if people on the playlist and comments board have other ideas, please, WFMU.org, playlist and comments. What's your name again?
Mark.
Mark, keep Ellie entertained and happy while she's wearing the cone while she heals from a surgery.
Post a picture of her link to her picture too.
Oh, please do that. That'd be awesome. I think it's just a lot of love, affection, and staying close and keeping somebody with her at all the time so she feels safe.
Great. Thank you so much.
All right. Have a good one.
Have a great weekend.
Thank you as well. Jeez. I ain't no vet. So if you have better ideas, go to WFMU.org playlist and comments board, please, and chat it up with the folks out there who will have their own ideas on how to fix a lot of these problems, because Yeah, like I said, the hell do I know? So maybe you're thinking about relocating, but you're not sure if you want to move. Maybe there's an apartment in your sights that you want to move to, but you kind of like certain things about your neighborhood. I think I've said it before. I think DIY projects are my kind of wheelhouse. That's things I'm kind of like, don't have much money and I have an old house, so I have to kind of figure out how to fix things that I might normally not know how to fix. So I could kind of brainstorm with you on things that you might be trying to repair or do on the cheap as opposed to hiring a contractor. Our own inflatable squirrel carcass, Rich Hazelton, is having some issues with the contractor, but he doesn't want to call because he's so enraged. I don't think he'd be able to hold back his rage. So, having a hard time taking better care of yourself. I keep pulling my back. I've been working a lot, working around here, working a few other jobs. And as I'm, you know, getting a little bit older, the back goes more and more and more. So the past few days, I've been a little bit more focused on trying to not let that happen every time I do something physical. So I've been sort of working in a little stretch routine. 201-209-9368. 201-209-9368. This is Ask Alan. I'm filling in for Bucci. Thank you, Bucci. And I'll thank Mrs. Bucci, too. I'm just going to thank Mrs. Bucci because she probably said, call Alan. And Bucci said, all right, I'll call Alan. 201-209-9368. 201-209-9368. Maybe you're feeling bummed about the state of the world. Living in a time of crazy fascist takeover. How are you coping? I got my ways of coping. 201-209-9368. Pet issues. Every week they seem to kind of come up. Yeah, I definitely had a week with Tico here where we've been... how you doing back there? He's like really depressed. It's kind of amazing. Him and his girlfriend Luna are really, really tight and she hasn't been around. Hello, you're on the radio. How can I help you?
Alan, we all thank Mrs. Bucci.
Yay, Mrs. Bucci, that's right. How you doing, Zach?
Exactly. Hey, doing well, Alan, doing well.
How can I help
you? How are
you? I'm doing all right. Yeah, you know, getting through one of those weeks that are not really bad, but feels bad, but it's fine. Yeah.
The weekend, great time for reflection, right?
Hell yeah.
Exactly. Hey, speaking of which, I was looking back at some communications, some emails, and I don't know if there's something there or not, but I think the local government here might have messed up and used some AI and was like hallucinating citations.
So tell me what you mean.
Code? What should I do?
Well, so you got a ticket? You got a citation?
No. I didn't get. No. I'm saying okay. So they were trying to pass a new personnel manual at the Board of Public Works.
Okay.
And they made up some citation. I'm in Indiana. And they made up some citation in the Indiana code that didn't have to do with what they were amending the handbook on.
Oh, wow. So...
have you heard of this? Where in law, they're hallucinating cases and citations and references all the time.
So they're asking AI for advice and they're coming up with... give me a little more specific about...
Fabricated. Yeah, fabricated references that don't deal with what it is they're talking about. Like, oh, you know, you can go and do this now because Indiana Code 2279-B.
So you think your local government used the AI to make a fake code?
Yeah, or they didn't know. Yeah, they didn't verify it. And they were going to pass this and it was going to live as part of the personnel handbook.
Okay. And
so, should I confront them? Is the...
So did it pass or did it not pass?
It passed, but I referenced something to them, and they said, "Oh yeah, we'll look into it." And then they didn't end up passing it. It left before the vote.
Oh, so it kind of sounds like you already intervened, and the problem went away. You're just more concerned with the fact that they did that to begin with.
It could happen again, right, Alan?
Right. So, do you want to sort of talk to somebody at that board and say, I'm just curious, were you all using a, what happened here? Like, as a member of the public, I kind of feel like I have a right to know, like, how this little faux pas happened. Maybe go, I mean, those local offices usually seem pretty accessible, whether it be a planning board or a...
Oh, yeah.
So why don't you just go ask them?
So what if they tell me, we're not going to tell you?
Well...
Or we don't know. And there's no way to know.
Are there other people in that are concerned about this? Have you brought it up to, like, your neighbors and stuff?
Oh, it's fresh. This is a fresh issue, Alan.
All right. Well, I think the first thing I would do is go inquire as to what happened and how and why, and you might just get an answer. And if you don't, you have to talk to neighbors or people in the community and ask them if they're as concerned about it as you are. And if not, I think you just have to keep an eye on it. Now, it seems like you're the kind of guy who's keeping an eye on things and making sure that your government, your local government is doing things on the up and up, right?
Oh, yeah. You got to read. You know,
right.
Support your local news if you can.
So it sounds like you're
be
kind of,
your local news, really.
Sounds like you're doing all of the things that I would tell you to do. So far, you've already intervened.
The big thing, the runaround. What if they do the runaround?
If they do the runaround and say what?
I don't know. I mean, that's an open book.
Like,
but I'm sure you've dealt with people, you know, who don't want to be confronted with. Like, do you want to be saying, like, oh, yeah, our HR department was using AI, hallucinating references, and just making stuff up? Because then everything becomes suspect, right? Like, what else has been hallucinated in that fashion?
Yeah, I was just going to say something that...
I haven't looked it up. It's in the courts all the time lately.
So somebody on the comments board, and it's what I was just going to say, is do you have a local newspaper that sort of... That reports on stuff like this?
Yeah. If they get around to it.
And you probably...
It's dying, like everyone.
Well, they probably report on court happenings, right? There's probably a little section in the local paper about things that happened at the local planning board or the local this week in court and who got a DWI.
Oh, yeah, there's maybe one article or something, yeah.
Yeah, so I would...
That could be a tough one.
I mean, that might be something that might be of interest to a local journalist, but I think you've already, you know, you've already... done a good job of stopping something, and now you just kind of want to keep an eye on making sure it doesn't happen again. And yeah, contact press and ask at the board, what the hell happened? How did this happen? And how can we assure that it doesn't happen again? See what kind of answers you can get. And then go to the press. All right.
And then go where?
And go to the press as well. Go to your.
Do it anyway, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Just let them know that.
Exercise that First Amendment.
Well, they should know that if this might be what happened, I can't figure out what else it would have been, and yada, yada, yada.
I don't know if it's of concern to you, right? That's ultimately, I think that's the best advice of all that is, you know, organize, right? You know, talk to other people about that particular issue and see what resonates.
Well, right. See, if you have neighbors that are interested, but the local newspaper, if they find that it's something intriguing enough to write about, I think that... they'll get on that. That sounds like a good local paper issue.
Love it.
All right.
Thanks, Alan.
All right, man. Have a good night.
Hey, you too. Cheers.
Peace. All right. Local planning board using AI. Dog collars. 201-209-9368. 201-209-9368. We're coming to the end of the summer here in northern New Jersey. It's the remnants, like the outlier of a hurricane, just completely decimated our Jersey Shore. It washed away large sections of beach, and it wasn't even... can't wait to see when the next Hurricane Sandy hits New Jersey, what the hell is going to happen 20 years later or whatever it's been, 15. 201-209-9368. 201-209-9368. This is Ask Alan. Where I don't, the number one rule for me, anyway, in advice giving is the most annoying person and the person with the least friends, in my opinion, is the person who's always giving you advice when you're not asking for it. People go to advice, they go to people that they want advice from, And they don't want people, generally speaking, you know, you don't want advice from somebody who you're not asking advice from. So I'm not going to give you advice unless you ask for it. So you got to call. I'm not going to sit here and tell you do this or do that. So this shows nothing without your phone calls. 201-209-9368. 201-209-9368. Relationship issues are always the most intriguing and interesting, for sure. We've gotten a lot of them. I think of all of the segments of Ask Alan that I've done so far, the most interesting call was the person who took on the adoption of her friend's mouse, but then realized that they didn't want the mouse, and they thought that they would want the mouse because they were rat lovers and they had a whole bunch of rats and they were in love with rats. But once they realized that mice are nothing like rats, they had to figure out how to break to the friend that the mouse had to go. That's a good Ask Alan call. 201-209-9368. 201-209-9368. Advice on any topic. I do a mantra lately. I keep reminding myself that in the long run, in the short game, everything matters. But in the long game, nothing matters. So whenever I get real stressed out about things that are happening to people that I know and don't know, because of, you know, the state of affairs, I just kind of take some deep breaths, and just remind myself that nothing really matters. I got to figure out how to get more. Nothing matters. 201-209-9368. 201-209-9368. 201-209-9368. There are people out there on the WFMU playlist and comments board. They have their own advice on a lot of these topics. So give a call. Hi, you're on the radio.
Alan, my man, how you doing?
I'm doing well. Who are we speaking to?
My name is Andrew. We spoke before.
Yeah. Don't curse.
Oh, I have killer radio. Okay, here we are. I'm sorry.
Don't curse. You sound like a guy who might curse. All right.
All right, so are you familiar with histrionic personality disorder?
Not specifically. Tell me a little bit. I have heard a
it's
bit.
It's amazing. I can be brief. Tell me if I'm sidetracked and I'll let me know. Smack me back on track. Okay, so 85% roughly of prostitutes in America have this disorder. It's like don't get attention when you're very young, and that's a need. You know, attention, you know, it's a human need. And so they learn to use dramatic means, which is a Greek word, histrionic for dramatic. Good or bad attention doesn't matter. Say they're being raped or beaten, it doesn't matter because they're the focus of attention. Plus, they can talk about that and get attention later. It becomes the modus operandi for attention.
Wait, so a lack of attention causes
condition? Yes, in young age, and especially it's a woman's thing too. So it's specifically women or you know, a homosexual man sometimes, but that's all. But women have this thing, and it's in America, 85% of prostitutes have this, they say, and it adds up. It makes sense. You know,
so what's your you're looking for advice on something?
Yes, just that was background. I say so. I have a friend. She's not, you know, a prostitute, but she has this disorder, and she has a boyfriend, an ex on and off boyfriend, that you know, viciously abuses her at times. Oh. And it's like spilling over into my world, and I feel like, you know, my initial instinct is to like protect her and you know, tell this guy to, you know, shove off, and you know potentially use violence on him if necessary, you know. And it's spilling into my world, and the thing is, and now like she's got back with him, and I see her like just basking, you know, in the glory of being, and I see it like she likes it, she wants it, she's into that. You know what's crazy? So Iceberg Slim's book, Pimp, you know, men discovered, before that was a diagnosed disease, they knew about this. You know, Pimps had that's the book on how to do it. Anyways, I don't know what to do because it's like, Now she still gets, you know, gets annoyed, gets frustrated, you know, gets beaten up.
So what's your relationship?
We are not romantically involved. We are friends for a while now, a long time. And he was a jailer back in his home state. He's gone for a long time at the time.
I have more questions. So does she have other friends besides you?
I mean, she associates with other people.
Does she have people? Does she have a best friend?
She is a terrible, terrible person. She screws people over all the time, and most people starting out a friend, like, you know, friend, I would say. No, I feel like I'm her only real friend. Like,
I mean,
helper.
But
if you want me to fast forward to the point, it's like, you know, this is like, now this is a regular thing where she goes back with him and I see them together, and she's and like, this is what she wants. And it's really educated me seeing that that's really a thing. Like, you know what I mean? That's the kind of attention she wants and needs. And it's like, I feel like I got to draw a line, because like, I can't have him coming and violencing her on my property and stuff.
Well,
you know what I mean?
Okay. So there's the thing. Does she live with you?
No. But she comes, you know what I mean? She just shows up at 11 o'clock at night. No one needs this, wants that. Up. And it's like, I didn't mind before, like, they, you know, they were apart for a long time, and, you know, I didn't mind this stuff then at all. I mean, she could be fairly imposing at times, but whatever, you know, that's what I do. That's what I try to do. I try to be there for people in general, try to help.
So does she come to you for help?
Yeah.
Does she ask you for help?
Yeah, perpetually.
What do you mean professionally?
Perpetually.
Sorry. Oh, I thought you said professionally. Okay, I thought you were saying
Less so now, because she'll be with him, and then she shows up, you know, and it's just like, you know, and it's just like, I don't know what, like, you know what I mean? Like, I want to be there.
All right, so all right, I get you, but so there's two things. If she's looking for your help, but she's not, you're saying, I think you should. Is she asking you, what do you think I should do?
No. Oh, yes. Oh, I mean, when I say help, I mean, like, she wants things. She wants food. She wants money. She likes to change her clothes. You know, she, like, you know, like, you know, financial and, you know, technical assistance. And then, so, you know what I'm saying? She comes a little distraught. And I mean, in the end, it's like, I'm tired of him. I'm not doing this anymore. But what it really is she heard that he told some girl that he doesn't really care about her.
I mean, she's in a dysfunctional relationship. If you think a crime is being committed, I think you should probably just, as a responsible person, man, and listen, this is out of my this is a good time for me to say I am completely unqualified at advice giving.
That's your shtick, man.
It's not a shtick. It's true. I'm unqualified. However, I mean, if this was somebody, you get into relationships with dysfunctional friends who you have feelings for that you care about, and I've in the course of my life, I've gotten into less and less and less of those kinds of relationships as I've gotten, because I want to be in healthier relationships that doesn't happen to. That doesn't mean it can't happen again. So I think, if a crime is being committed, I think you should probably report it to law enforcement. And and I think it might be the kind of thing where you say, hey, listen, this isn't, I worry about you. I spend way too much of my time worrying about you. And you have to think about where you're getting out of this relationship and why you're there, right?
Nothing. It's not a relationship. She's a person in this life. I mean, she's a person in my life. I refer to her as my witch. I'd like to take up the whole hour if I got into it.
Well, obviously, you're getting something out of it because you enjoy her company, or...
Oh, no, like, she's like my publicist, which, like, she ends up... Like, that's the thing. Like, I never would want to be with this girl because it's like, she just, like, uses me. And then the minute she feels disappointed, like, if I don't do enough what she wants...
All right.
Not the minute, but I mean, you go to HE Double Hockey Sticks, and I'll say
all right,
that,
so you just said...
And then
all right.
Storms off, and then, like...
All right, I want to interrupt. Stop. You just said she uses me. So you're in a relationship that you're saying is not good for you. Something in you is allowing you to continue.
It's very beneficial to me. It's a little complicated, but she, like, causes trouble in my life. I mean, someone tried to kill me once who was a good friend.
Okay.
She convinced him that I was responsible for his relationship.
All right, somebody tried to kill you. All right, so listen. No. You got to listen. This is, you know.
Yes, of course. I'm sorry.
It sounds to me like you're in a relationship that is unhealthy for you. It sounds like you're seeing something that's unhealthy in her life. You've made it clear to her that you don't think you should continue this. And if you feel like authority should be contacted, you should do that. But it sounds like, it sounds all right, then you're not going to do that. And that's fair. I get that. I understand why you would not want to. But I think it seems like the kind of relationship that's not healthy for you and that you should kind of move on from. I know you don't want to. I know how those things work themselves out over time. But it sounds to me like it's an unhealthy relationship and for both of you. And I'm sorry she's in danger, and but it doesn't sound like you're going to fix that. All right?
I'm
going to take the next call.
Like, I don't know where, like, what lines to draw about it. Like,
it sounds like, it sounds like a relationship that's not healthy for you. So you have to think about
why. I don't think of it as a relationship at all. Like,
well,
I
don't mean.
I mean, I know it's not a romantic relationship with her friends, but I mean, I don't even think of it like that. It's just that, like, she's going to keep coming around.
Every relationship is a relationship. Every person in your life is a relationship.
Yes, I understand that. I mean, I understand.
Right. I'm going to take the next call. I told you what I think. Bye. Hello, you're on the radio.
Hey.
Yes.
Hi, Alan.
How's it going? Who are we speaking to?
My name is Mavis. You can call me Mavito.
Oh, Mavito. Hi, Mavito. How's it going?
Hey. That's all right. All's good. Going good.
Do you need advice?
Yes, I do.
Tell me what... Yeah?
So, how do you... think I should navigate how would you counsel me navigating family members that voted for fascism, like including like close family?
People in your family who support you know, the side that you don't, that what's going on right now?
Yeah, the thing that shall not be named.
That's hard, man. I mean, I've got family members who support ideas that are a direct threat to many of my friends and people really, really close to me. And it's really challenging. And everybody is handling those situations differently. I have distanced myself from a good part of my family, but I have chosen to not end really complex, long relationships familial. Because there's so much involved.
I guess I had a little, a more specific nuance in my question is more like related to, I have three kids and it's like having to navigate, and make space for those family members. You know, I can't outright close the door. And even personally me, I can't do that on my own though. It's hard to play the part sometimes.
Yeah,
but I guess it's like for the kid's sake, I have to figure out a way. So I'm wondering if you have any advice regarding to like keep that steady and I guess normalize, as normal as can be under the circumstances.
What do these family relationships bring to you that's positive?
Grandparents are like old enough for me to consider that they won't be around for my littles is like older years. So it's more like I don't want to steal from my kids, you know, potential memories.
So you want them to have their grandparents in their life, but your grandparents
and
their grandparents
and equivalent like uncles. Yeah, I guess like uncles.
Are your kids affected? How are you being affected by what's going on other than the fact that we're living in a society where a lot of this stuff is happening to people?
Well, I was going to apologize because I almost cursed, but I didn't curse, so no need to apologize, but I was close. Yeah, they're affected. Yeah, more than I can say, like, I don't feel like this country for at present is for them, you know?
Okay.
Affected, so I don't, you know, all these little votes that, you know, it's like one vote for one parent, one vote for one other family member, but still.
Yeah.
You know, it's like they vote, it's, I mean, as far as I'm concerned, is they said yes to cruelty and racism and all that.
I feel the same way. I don't have I don't feel directly threatened because of my position in the world, but a lot of my friends are directly threatened, and their families. And I can't tell you to end a relationship with a grandparent, and I understand the nuance there. I don't know. When they spend time with their grandparents, do they enjoy their company?
Oh yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely. It's just it's kind of strained and less and less so, and I gotta like kind of remind myself to check in and make it's almost like making appointments for their sake.
Do you talk to the family members about like the threats that are being faced by?
That was when we initially, then it was for the best to not talk about it just so we could keep our ties tied. But I think we don't really touch upon it because otherwise it would just be a blowout. But like at most, I'm just glib about, oh yeah, this other right was taken away that's going to affect you.
Right. And then
that doesn't become constructive,
right? When you just use like glib comments because then it just turns into a tit for tat where.
No, they got too much pride because then they would have to admit that they like voted for.
Right. So maybe there are ways to have relatively constructive conversations and isolated moments planned ahead where you're going to approach things. It's either A, eliminate these people from your life and try to explain to your young kids why you're doing that. B, ignore, don't ever bring it up. Or C, try to have constructive conversations about it to maybe try to influence their future, support for whatever they're supporting, And the nuances are different for every family. I know I'm dealing with it, and like I said, there are no direct threats to me personally, but I do kind of explain to family members that I have friends who are terrified, and they don't see the same things we do. They watch media that we don't watch, and they don't know. They only see what they see, and so.
Yeah.
They think we're exaggerating, and they don't believe that a lot of the things that are going on are going on. So,
yeah, it's like one half of the population lives in one country, and the other in the other. They're both occupying the same space.
Yeah, I agree.
Different realities.
I'm sorry, I don't have a solution for you. I think you have difficult choices to make, and if your kids really enjoy their grandparents' company and could keep the issue separate from their lives when they're together, maybe they're being influenced just by being around their kids more than you would know. Maybe there are things happening in their minds just by being in their presence. Maybe the kid's presence is actually affecting their thought process. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's good to think about. I think I think the best I can muster is see them through my kid's eyes for now.
Yeah, I think that's a good way to think about it.
Thanks. That's helpful. What? And if I may, like your listeners, I'd be happy to hear other suggestions and circle back to the comment board.
That's a good idea. Anybody on the playlist and comments board have any ideas for, was it Mevito?
Yeah, Mevito.
Mevito. Yeah, then just go there, WFMU.org, playlist and comments board. Thanks, Mevito. Good luck, and I'm sorry you're going through that.
Thanks, man. Cheers. Love you.
Love you, too. Thanks. Wait, do I love that guy? Why did I say? See, some people say you love you. Feel like you got to say it back. I don't know you, Mevito. I don't know if I love you. You seem like a cool guy, and I'm sorry you're going through hell. Can't believe I just told a guy on the radio I love him. Or some person. 201-209-9368. 201-209-9368. Intense. Intense stuff going on in the playlist and comments board. What happened to the pet rats? Who's that girl with the pet rat? Mouse. 201-209-9368. 201-209-9368. This is Ask Alan, Billy Jam, coming up at 7 p.m. We've got more 20 more minutes of Ask Alan. So let's get those calls coming in. 201-209-9368. 201-209-9368. Yeah, the people are going through a lot. Oh, a call. Hello, you're on the radio.
Hey, this is Quinn from Kansas City.
Quinn?
Yep.
Can you lower your radio, Quinn?
Oh, yeah, sorry.
Thank you.
Hello.
What's going on? How can I help you?
I need advice for buying a truck. I want a truck so I can pick up scrap metal and take it to the scrap yard. So,
oh, nice.
I don't really know like what type to get.
How far you plan on going for scrap metal?
Well, just around the city.
Just around the city. So you don't need nothing for like highway and stuff or like long trips?
Oh, I didn't even think about that.
How much are you looking to spend?
A couple $1,000 probably.
Okay. And a couple $1,000 ain't going to get... And so you need a pickup truck, so stuff you could throw in the back of your truck, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, the older Ford Rangers are, like, that's the only, like, good pickup truck that you could get relatively cheap with maybe, like, less than 200,000 miles on it. And they're, like, really reliable. And if they're not real rusted out, I say a Ford Ranger. I have one. It's got 245,000 miles on it. And I love it.
Oh, wow.
So I would go with a Ford Ranger with, you know, somewhere between 100 and 150,000 miles on it. And if you know somebody that knows cars, get them to take a look at it.
Okay, cool.
All right, man. Good luck.
Thanks.
All right. Hello, you're on the radio.
Hi, Alan. This is Michael.
Michael?
Yes.
Hi, Michael. Where are you calling from?
Buffalo, New York.
Wow. All over the country tonight. How can I help you tonight?
Well, I was wondering what you would suggest for time management. Because it seems like I always have all of these like hobbies, you know what I mean? And then I can never seem to like organize them into a good structure. What would your suggestion be for time management?
Yeah, time management's a lot of people call about time management, and time management is a struggle. And so what are the things that you're not doing that you need to spend more time doing?
Well, I mean, I would like to work on, you know, my fiance and I just bought a house, and, you know, there's some small DIY stuff. Yeah, DIY. Yeah, sorry.
Yeah.
Stuff I want to do around the house. And then there's, like, you know, some other hobbies that I feel like I've kind of left on the wayside, like record collecting and listening to, like, music via that, and writing being another one.
And how do you start your day?
Well, I roll out of bed, I take a shower, go to work, come home, vegetate, and wash, rinse, and repeat, it feels like.
So where is there time for time management? If as you're saying, there's no time in the morning for time management?
I mean, I would have to wake up earlier.
So you work five.
I work five
days a week.
Usually, I wake up. Monday through Friday.
Monday to Friday, weekends off. So when you and what time do you get home?
Around 10 o'clock.
P.M.
Yeah.
Well, and what time do you leave for work?
Around noonish.
Okay. So you have a big commute.
Yeah, about like. Hour, half hour.
Yeah, so about 11 hours of your day are spent getting to work and getting home from work and being at work. And that doesn't even include getting ready for work.
Yeah.
And you leave your house at 12. What time do you usually wake up in the morning?
If I can sleep in, I usually try to wake up at, like, you know, 11:30.
A.M. And,
yeah.
What do you do when you get home at 10 p.m.? That's a rough schedule. That schedule sucks because you don't have normal dinners. You don't have normal breakfast. You don't have... It must be tough to spend time with your family and stuff, right?
Yeah, it is. Like, I got to cram everything in the weekend, and it just... It sucks. Plain and simple. I come home and I kind of just vegetate.
Yeah.
Either on my computer listening to who's ever on at night on WFMU or just mindlessly sit on the couch until I...
Do you do a lot of doom scrolling?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's the unhealthy thing that we're all doing that we could absolutely, we know that we could eliminate a big chunk of it and save. We know it feels good when we're doing it, just like any like addictive drug does, right?
Most definitely, yeah.
And we all know that when we're doing it, even though it quote unquote feels good, it also feels bad. And we know when we're doing it that it's unhealthy. So I think the things that you're doing that are unhealthy, don't beat yourself up about it, but try to do less of it to give yourself more time. Because if you're not doing that before you go to bed, you're going to sleep better and you're going to feel better in the morning. So I think one of the first things I would say was don't sleep with your phone in the room.
Gotcha.
Right?
Okay.
Do you sleep?
I have been trying to read before bed. Like I have a Kindle.
Maybe try to read a book instead of a Kindle, instead of like a screen.
Well, yeah, this is true.
You know, I think screens it's just another screen. It's obviously much healthier than social media, but I just feel a lot better when I read, when I have a book next to my bed and not a Kindle or an iPhone, no matter what I'm reading.
Oh, I got you. Yeah.
And then it sounds like if you could find some better sleep time and going to bed earlier at night, maybe you could find a couple hours in the morning to do some of the constructive things that you're not able to do because life just doesn't allow it. So
yeah.
What are you doing on weekends with your free time?
If it isn't already planned, it usually is, because my fiance and I try to plan almost everything into our weekend because that's the most time we have together. But
well, that's a big part of time management is planning and scheduling, right? So on your week, on your weekend, you are doing the time management. You just don't have enough time in your life to do a lot of the other things that you want to do, right?
At least that's what it feels like.
So it seems like those mornings are the window where it seems like the one thing in your life that you could eliminate, or at least partially. I say it like I could do it. Like I'm always on the stupid phone, you know? I'm not saying like just do this. It's really, really, really freaking hard. But it sounds like that time when you get home is really valuable because the next thing you're gonna do is get up for work. So how are you gonna spend that time that's healthy and constructive? That 10 p.m. till you go to bed to give you an earlier rise to maybe start one of those projects that you want to start on around your house. Right?
Yeah, no, I agree.
And
I agree.
Your weekends, it sounds like they're already kind of planned out. You've already got that sort of tapped in you because you know that that's your valuable time, right?
Yeah.
So the only thing, I'm not giving you much to work with here other than it seems like that nighttime and those mornings have to be better used with more productive and healthy activities.
Okay. No, I mean you've been pretty helpful. I think just hearing it from someone else is helpful. You know what I mean?
I don't want to say also it would be great to look for another job because we can't get into that, what you're doing and could you look for another job. That's another call for another time.
But that's for next fill-in.
you have a really very challenging situation on your hands with the with the work hours. So use the little bit of time that you have around more valuably.
Yeah.
All right,
I love
man.
The show. Thank you
appreciate
for taking
it.
My call.
I appreciate it. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Jeez. Man. Work. Leave your house. Whoa. 10-hour day, commuting, and that's a tough work day. You want to sleep in the morning, and you want to sleep at night because you get home at 10. You want to have a little bit of downtime, just doing whatever stupid nonsense. Sometimes it's just good to zone out on the friggin' computer or the phone. But when you don't have much time to do productive things, you got to be a little bit more thoughtful about how you use that time. I guess. I don't know. The hell do I know? Like I said, I don't know what I'm doing. Billy Jam coming up at 7 p.m. I think Billy Jam is actually coming into the studio tonight. So that's cool. 201-209-9368. 201-209-9368. This is Ask Alan, filling in for Bucci. Advice on any topic except real estate. I don't care about real estate. Where did this go? Give a call. A lot of people on the playlist and comments board have their own ideas about how to deal with some of these issues. Uninstalling apps that you, that's a great idea from Eric. If there's something that you just sort of repeatedly go to, uninstalling apps, there is a great idea. Hello, you're on the radio. Who am I speaking to? Oops. There you go. I'm sorry. There you go. I'm sorry. I had you turned down. I turned the wrong thing down. You got your radio on.
Yeah.
Have their own ideas.
Oh, should I turn it quiet?
Yes, turn your radio on.
Oh, hi. How's it going?
Good. What's your name?
My name's Ray.
Hi, Ray.
My name's Ray Coco. Ray, what's your name?
My name's Alan. This is Ask Alan. Advice on any topic. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Minneapolis, Minnesota.
You're starting to break up.
No. I'm going to call you back. Hold on.
No. Don't hang up. You're there now.
Okay. I'm calling from Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Okay. And how can I help you tonight?
You know, I've been having a lot of problems with my toilet.
Oh.
Yeah, it's been what's been going on? Oh, there's a leak at the bottom that I've been avoiding because it's just been stressing me out.
Oh.
Yeah, it always gets clogged anytime you use it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It gets clogged.
Poop
so,
every time you poop?
Sometimes when you poop, sometimes when, whenever it gets used at all, it just.
So you have a blocked drain system. So where's it leaking from?
Yeah. Leaking from the very bottom,
around the base?
By the base.
Around the base. Okay.
Yeah.
Yes. So
on the left side.
Okay. So it sounds like you probably, I mean, we just dealt with very similar issues here at WFMU.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. At
FMU. Convenient.
We had,
perfect.
We had a leaky toilet up on the third floor. And first we actually fixed the leaks. But then after that, the toilet was so old and rickety and slow to refill, we changed the toilet. So you got two separate issues. The leak is probably related to there are bolts on each side of the toilet on the floor.
Right. Yep.
They're probably loose.
Okay. I'll have a wrench.
It could.
Will that do the trick?
It could potentially do the trick. The toilet probably didn't come off of the hole that it sits on to make the poop go down or the stuff go down or whatever it is go down. It might be.
The mystery.
Well, the first thing you would do is tighten those bolts and see if that leak stops. It might not stop. It might be that you need what's called somebody on the comments board said it as well, a new wax ring. There's underneath that toilet, there's a wax ring.
Okay.
Sometimes they wear out. It might not be the wax ring. Sometimes that toilet just came loose. Does it wobble a little bit when you sit on it?
It does, actually. Yeah, no, it does, right?
Well,
the
first thing you want to do is tighten those bolts on the floor. Okay. A little nasty down there, but whatever. Who cares?
Right.
Nothing matters.
Right.
And then regarding the clog, I mean, that could be any one of a number of things. Obviously, you've been trying a plunger, and that's not doing the trick. The problem is obviously deeper. You could try a longer snake. You could either get one at Home Depot or you can rent either a longer one from a rental place. Sometimes the toilet has to be removed to get the snake all the way down into the system. And sometimes the clog is all the way out at the street and it's a city problem. In your case, it sounds like you have the problem with your toilet. So yeah.
It's a very old building. It's a very, very old building. So literally, I feel like it could be any number of places.
Oh, and are you in a rental unit?
I am. I'm in a duplex.
So why hasn't? Do you have a superintendent?
You know, I do, but
you don't want to bother them.
It's really scary the work he does in the house, to be completely honest. I wish I could show you photographs, but some of it is just like you're worth calling him.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
scarier having him there on YouTube trying to get a tutorial than just doing it yourself.
You got the super from hell, huh?
Honestly, you know, a little bit.
Okay. All right. So if you are confident doing this yourself.
I'm confident. I am definitely confident. I'm confident. I've got the confidence is not the problem. But
okay.
I now also feel like I have a lot of good places to start.
Okay. So yes, tighten those things. And there's also products that you could pour down there to sort of loosen things up. They're toxic and kind of gross, but they work sometimes. And
okay.
So
Drano kind of. Thing.
Yeah, but there's stuff specifically made for toilets. It comes in like a white, it's got like a name in Spanish. It's a white bottle with red letters, and it works pretty good. So start with that. If that doesn't work, you need a snake. You might end up having to pull the toilet off and snake it that way because the toilet has a little curvy thing that makes it harder for a snake to get around.
Okay.
All right. Okay. It's the best I could do.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Alan.
My pleasure. Good luck.
Yeah, yeah. And I love the music you play, too.
Oh, thanks, man. One of my listeners from my other show made this. Appreciate it. Oh,
yeah,
you mean on my
yeah.
other show.
Oh, cool.
Oh, okay. Thanks, man. Have a good night. Ay, Dios mío. Toilet. That was more of my... I felt better about that one. Like, I don't feel so confident telling people what to do in, like... harshly dysfunctional relationships. I always have to remind people, like, I'm no pro. I am specifically unqualified. It's very specifically. Billy Jam coming up at 7 p.m., but there is time for one more call. We have about 3 minutes left. Thank you, Bucci. Always appreciate the fill-in. Friday's always a little bit different than the other days of the week, but this has been fun. Thanks, everybody, for listening. 201-209-9368. Definitely time for one more call. You know, that relationship advice one wasn't the one that... that was tough. That guy's in a sort of... Meh. Whatever. 201-209-9368. 201-209-9368. Yeah, time management, man. I've been working on that myself. If I don't get up in the morning and do some like functional things, if like the first thing I do is grab my phone, there's a good chance that, I might pull my back. The first thing I got to do is drink a bunch of water and really get on the ground and stretch. Cause I use my body a lot to work and then I get hurt because that's the way, things work. So, you know, taking care of yourself doesn't have to be real intense. Sometimes it's just not doing the crappy things and doing a little bit of the good things. Here's the last call. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing all right. Who are we speaking to? Don't curse. You sound like you would curse.
I'm not going to curse. Right. I understand the way the radio works.
All right, what's your name? What's your name?
Ben.
Ben, we got a minute.
We got a minute. You got a minute to spare.
That's what I got.
Okay. So how do we want to spend the last minute? I need some advice.
All right. What's the advice? What do you need advice on?
You think, should I take the old lady out tonight to go to a movie or just go home and don't tell her I worked overtime? What do you think?
Don't tell her you worked overtime?
Yeah, she didn't ask me anyway.
What does she want to do?
What do I want to do?
What does she want to do?
Oh, I don't know. She didn't.
Well, there's the answer. Ask her what she wants to do tonight, and that's what you do. Thanks for calling. This has been Ask Alan. Billy Jam.
Ask Alan.
Billy might have wanted advice, but we got 30 seconds left, and you only have an hour show. You're listening to WFMU in East Orange, WMFU in Mount Hope, in New York City, and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. Thanks, Bucci. Billy Jam coming up oh so shortly.
So I was looking at the clock on the wall. It was so tall, Tico. I was looking at the wrong clock. It made me bawl, meaning I lost 2 minutes because it was misreading. The AA battery went slow. God damn it. Hit that beat.
Money, 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 money.
Money will not fix everything. Love will. And WFMU.
Money, money.
And Alan. In for Bucci.
Money, money.
I'm Billy Jam. I do not give a... God damn, that dog made my day when he let me pat him on the head and he barked happily. I said, okay, we'll do another one from the Bay today. Part 2, History of Bay Area Rap Hip Hop, Part 2. And WFMU put the needle on that record. And actually, the clock, I think it's going backwards. You ever see like the second hand sort of goes up 1 second and then back 2? It is tripping me out. I'm going to have to fix that so that Mr. Finewine will start his show on time. So anyway, back to the situation, why I'm here and not on vacation. This is a vacation. This is life as we know it. It's a beautiful day in New York City and New Jersey. One of those perfect days. I'm glad I spent it with you. But anyway, Let's get into the music. In the background is the Bombs Brothers on their Madness instrumental. I got some great music, some female hip-hop Dream Nephra coming up. And first up, we got a Deep Dick Collective, Queer Hop, Homo Hop, Queer Rap. Their genre, great group out of the Bay Area, although they moved there from other places. So let's start out with their single from, 23 years ago, I guess it would be now. It's the track Movin'. And it goes a little something like this on WFM, you know.
DDC, got to move, yeah. Diasporically displaced
California. Moving like Africans moved across the Middle
East. Arkansas, all Chicago,
like slaves
moved across the Paris, Peru, Iraq, 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 Jackie Robinson, Ventura,
Senegal,
moving
like black folks, like African Americans,
back and forth, and now and we are moving. Can't stop, cause we ain't got time.
Philosophical antics. Found myself, found hip hop. He was locked up in the closet, trying to hide from spitting real topics. I gave him the key to unlock his voice. He gave me me. I gave him free B-boy for religion, beatbox tradition. I slaved under a master named Duke who rebuked strange flukes till I broke from the newts and found my truth. A Christopher Street cipher after a Tuesday red zone. Fresh cologne, no ET phone home. I was alone, about to explode in a vogue when a ninja saved my life. Banji realness, crucifix, kiss a nice price. He said yes, I was blessed, but had to move west. I was at bay, hated tall trees, hung out in EPA. While my parlay got a little bit better than OK, a little bit wetter than LA, a little bit better to be gay in Oaktown without fear, and a conscience smoke clear, and some other brothers with similar movements to help steer. 99 was a year, it was me,
Rashad,
LSP, J.5, it was Doug
G-minus,
keeping it live, and we just kept on
moving.
Time to date, and I'm moving. I can't be late. You rush instead of concentrating on the continual growth, evolution ascending towards clarity. Learning life lessons of what you want, finding solutions while what you need be shining through the fog. Can you see the light? Cause it's shining so bright, and people seen as people and not like Dolomite. Stereotypes, gays or dykes, see Jews be a dime a dozen, yet overtly ordinary. Taught to be yourself, let it flow. Hold your brother, sister, though. Nothing is lost in a new start. Sometimes you gotta let go. Gone mad, organized chaos, deconstructing to reconstruct. Real education.
Keep.
Lady, this is my life, and this is your job. Do you think I got time to lie about that?